So Parshas Vayakel Ben Ishchai starts with the Pasuk Vayitzav Moshe, and Moshe commanded after they brought all the Melach of the Mishkan, Vayitzav Moshe, Vayaviru Kol B'machane Lemo, that there'll be a Kol B'machane Lemo, saying not to bring any more of the Nedavas to the Mishkan. Ish V'isha, man and a woman, Al Yasu Od Malacha. You shouldn't do more Malacha, the Truma Takodish, for the Truma of Egdish, of the Mishkan. Vichale Ha'am Mehavi. And the people stop from bringing. They stop bringing. So, says the Ben Ishchai here, Al Pi Mashkat of Benu Ari, according to the Arizal, Bisha Kavanot Daf Ayin Vav, Shiyesh Shai Olamot. There are 310 worlds of Schar. Yeah, the Guru also mentions this, and he says that there's 300 worlds of Lotase, of Sumira, and 10 worlds of Asetov. Shehem, Raz Olamot, they represent 207 worlds, Kaminyan Or, like the numerical value of the word Or, light. Right? The Sitra de Yamina, on the right side, the Kuf Gimel Olamot, and 103 Olamot, the Sitra de Smola, on the left side. That's what the Arizal says. So that means these 310 worlds of reward are divided into 207 on the right side, and i.e. Tzad of Chesed, Tzad of, and on the Tzad of Din, is 103 worlds. The Elu, 103. These 103 worlds, Hem Mispa Mincha. It's the numerical value of Mincha. Why is that? If you look at the word Mincha, right? Mem and Nun is 90, and Chet and Hey is 13. So that's 103. Shehem mit'ororim al-chachatzot. These worlds of din, so to speak, are awakened after chatzot of the day, after the mid-noon of the day. Sha'az mit'ores sitra de smola. Then is the awakening, begins the awakening of the left side, i.e. the side of din, the Yitzchak. Yitzchak, which represents din. Because in the morning is babokech asdecha, it represents chesed. The afternoon, when after Chatzot, is the beginning of Din, and night is the night of Vemunatecha Balelot. Night is in time of full Din. But Mincha from Chatzot is when the Chesed gets turned into Din. So it's the beginning of Din to be mitorer, to be awakened. V'lachein, Nikre Tfilat Otozman, the Tfilah of that time, right, it's called Mincha because of this numerical value which represents these worlds. V'zeh sha'ama, and this which we say, ha'pasuk gabi Yaakov, with regards to Yaakov, v'yikach min haba b'yado, mincha le'esov, he took which came in his hand as a mincha, as a gift to Esov Achiv, his brother. Da'ha mincha husod kuf gimel olamot shebiyad smol. The mincha represents the 103 worlds of reward in the sides, in the left side, either side, Shigvura, the side of Din, the side of judgment. V'lechen, and therefore, Ama Biyado. Why is it Biyado? Yad Achat, one hand. V'lo Ama Biyadav. Didn't say Biyadav, Loshen Rabim, right? Because it's speaking about Shem Sod Yad Smalit. It's speaking about the concept of the left side, which is represented in this grammatical value of Mincha. The Bechinat Yaakov, i.e. he's bringing this left side of the hand, so to speak, of Yaakov, which is represented in this Mincha, which is the natural value of these worlds of Din. Ulefish Esav Nimshach Min HaGvura, because Esav comes from the Midah of Gvura of Din, of judgment, right? He's known, he's a psolet. Esav is a psolet of the bad side of Yitzchak. Therefore, Yaakov gave his portion from there. V'ramazlo, and hinted to him, Esav, to Esav, Achi, yesh li rav. He said to his brother, yesh li rav, I have much. Ratzalomah comes to say, im ertzeh lekatreg al Yisrael, if you want to come and speak badly about Klal Yisrael, as kol yishai olamot, kol yesh, shai olamot, all these 310 worlds, which represent the yesh li rav, right? All these worlds, hem li, they are mine. Hine otiyot mincha, here, otiyot mincha, hamorim agvurim vedinim, right? Even this mincha, which I'm giving you, the gvurot and the dinim, yachzuru latid, they will come back to me, yot otiyot nechama, to become, it's the same letters as mincha, is nechama, is will be a comfort to me. Ad kan divrei Rabbeinu sham, that's the words of the Arizal there. Ayin sham, look there. Vihine yadu, it's a known thing. Ki Yaakov Avinu, alav ha-shalom, Yaakov Avinu is called, nikra kol, he's called kol. Besod hakol kol Yaakov, because the pasuk says about Yaakov, the voice, the inner voice is the voice of Yaakov. Where in regards to the brachas, Yitzchak said hakol kol Yaakov, the adayim with the Esav, and Yaakov went to get him, see the brachas of Esav. Vehu sod oto vav, that's the sod of this vav b'shem havaya, i.e. Yaakov represents this kol, represents the sod, the an expression of this vav in the name of, in the four letter name of God, Yud Kei Vav Kei, represents the vav Baruch Hu, Hanikra Kol, which is called Kol, i.e. Yaakov, that's Tiferet, which represents Yaakov, is represented the Kol of Yaakov, the primius of Yaakov, the inner of Yaakov. Anachnu tzrichim lematek Elu ha kaf gimel olamot haramuzi b'otiyot mincha. We have to sweeten the dinim in these 103 worlds which are hinted in the word mincha. Sha'az yishlot Yaakov Avinu. Then Yaakov Avinu will have dominion over, alav ha-shalom, over gam b'kaf gimel olamot elu. Also over these worlds of din, these 103 worlds of din. Shehem mincha. This is the mincha, which is that he gave to Esav, right? V'lo yesh shlita v'achizah l'Esav, and Esav won't have dominion and achizah, he won't have dominion over these worlds. V'zeh sh'amah, this is what the pasuk says. V'yetzav Moshe v'yivu kol. Moshe Rabbeinu commanded them, and he passed a kol, this kol, shu b'chinis Yaakov. He passed this voice, which represents Yaakov, b'machaneh, in the machaneh. Right? The machne is otiyot mincha. Gamken, also. Shu kaf gimel olamot gamken. So when it says, v'aviru kol b'machane, it means that Moshe was passed this kol of the machane to show that this kol of Yaakov, this concept which is represented in Yaakov, will have shlita and dominion, will have dominion over this mincha, this machane, this mincha, which represents these 103 worlds of din. And it will be mematic the din. That's what this pasuk's nirmas to. Shem mispa machne, otiot mincha, the words of mincha. Va'az alidei ken, through this, leimo, it will be said, chelek hateva, chelek hateva l'shtayim, divide the word leimo to two. V'kri ba lo ma, not master, rotzono ma, lo ye od merirut ba'olam. There won't be, sorry, not ma, means a bitterness, ma like maror means something bitter, right? There won't be any more merirut in the world. There won't be any more din in the world. Ki ha merirut ba'a mitigboret hadinim. The badness, the bitterness in the world comes from the strength of the dinim. V'hagvurot hakashim, and the difficult dinim in the world. So the pasuk is now coming to say, right, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, right, let there be kol in the machane. Let there be kol, let the b'chinas of Yaakov, which was represented, the kol Yaakov, be sholet and have dominion in the machane. Machane loshon mincha, loshon kaf gimul olamot, the worlds of judgment. And leimor, loma, there will be no more bitterness in the world. The world will be the sweetness, there will be mituka dinin, the sweetening of the dinin, there won't be any more bitterness in the world. There won't be any more suffering in the world. That's what's hinted in this pasuk, according to what the Ben Yishchai explained of Piha Api the Arizal. Or Yuvan, another way of understanding this pasuk, B'siyata Dishmaya, The Yadua, it's known, b'tfilat ha-mincha, in tfilat ha-mincha, lo yesh kriyat shema. There's no kriyat shema. Not like Arabic, we have kriyat shema, and not like Shachris, we have kriyat shema. There's no kriyat shema in mincha. Afal pi sheyesh ba zivuk, and even though there is a zivuk, right? The hayesh ba nefilat ha-payim, we see that there is, you know, nefilat ha-payim, there is tachanun, there is supplications at the end, right? V'hatam, and the reason being is, right? And wherever there's a zivuk, there has to be kriyat shema. So, how come there isn't here? V'atam, and the reason being, ki harishimo hanish'am in kriyat shema de shachris. There's still a remnant of the kriyat shema that was done at shachris, shum mu'ula ma'od, because the kriyat shema of shachris is a very, very high kriyat shema, much higher than the kriyat shema at night. And that which was left from the rishimo, that which was left from the what was done on Shachris by the Kriyat Shema, yaspik l'tfilat ha-mincha. That will help also for the creating the zivug in tfilat ha-mincha, that we will be able to reach that level also in tfilat ha-mincha. Kamo shekatav Rabbeinu Arizal, like the Arizal explained, the Kaniska v'seifa kavanot, that's mentioned in Seifa kavanot, v'zesh amah. And now this is the pshat in the pasuk. Now we're going to explain according to this understanding the pshat in the pasuk. Vayitzav Moshe v'yiviru kol b'machaneh. And Moshe commanded, he passed his voice in the machane. Kol remez lesod kriyat shema. Kol here is a hint at the concept of kriyat shema. Why? Shepasuk rishon hu yichud hatiferet. It's the yichud of midas hatiferet, right? The midah of Yaakov Avinu. Hanikra kol. That's why it's called kol. There's a yichud. There's a zivug. There's a yichud. How you say? Oh, a unity of this with this midah, which is called kol, because tiferet, as we know, is the Mida Imsai, the middle Mida, which is represented by Yaakov Avinu. And since Yaakov Avinu is represented by his kol, right, HaKol Kol Yaakov, so that's what this pasuk, when it says kol, is represented, this Mida of Yaakov Avinu, which is Tferet. B'machane, otiot mincha. So it says, Rotsonoma comes to sell us, Lavir He'ara, right, so the kol, which is represented in the Mida of Tferet, this Yichud of Tferet, which is Kriyat Shema, to be Lavir, to pass this Ha'ara, this emanation, this influence of Kriyat Shema, which is the Tiferet, which is the Yehud of Tiferet, Shuha Rashimo, which is the remnants, Hanisha Mishachrich, which is the remnants that remain from Shachris, B'machane, B'mincha, let this remnants be mit orer, let it give Ha'ar, let it give emanation, that which the Shachris, this call, Kriyat Shema, which is from Shachris, let it give its emanation, B'machane, in Mincha. And therefore, they will enable us to do a zivuk also in mincha. And therefore, it says leimo, say, ish v'isha, man and woman, al yasu od malacha l'trumas hakodesh. Don't do any more malacha for trumas hakodesh, for the giving of the mishka. Techalek hateva, the shtayim. Break up the word of malacha to two. V'kribe male ko, fill ko. Ki pasuk rishon de Shema Yisrael, hu kaf hei otiyot. The first pasuk in Shema Yisrael is 25 letters. V'korein lo b'zohar HaKadosh, and it's called in the Zohar HaKadosh, ko atvan di Yehuda, the 25 letters of Yehud Hashem, of the unity of the Kodesh Baruch. That's the first pasuk. V'otiyot hem kelim, and these otiyot represents the vessels, right? Shememalim otam, that we fill them ha'orot, we fill them the orot of Kedusha, the lights of Kedusha, the spiritual lights of Kedusha, of the spiritual words. Shetzrichim lamshich, that it's necessary to bring them, b'chol et ve'et, every moment, into this world. Ulezeh ama, and in this we say, maleh ko, we're going to fill these letters with the orot of Kedusha, right? For the necessity of the truma of kodesh, the giving to kedusha, he tefilas amincha. Truma sakodesh we're referring to as tefilas amincha. Why? Ukara truma sakodesh. Mincha is called truma sakodesh. Ki b'mincha ole hamalachot, the malachot shu kuma, they go to a different level, to a higher level, ad chochma, till chochma ubina, till the higher levels of Chochma and Bina. Hanikrat Kodesh. Chochma and Bina is known to be called Kodesh, holiness. Vayodeh Sod, Hashevach Shel, Hefresh, Tfilat Mincha. And someone who knows the difference between the Tfilas Mincha Asher Ba'avu Zeh, because of this, Amru Rabotein Zal in Brachas, Davamu Beis, La'olam Yehe Adam Zahi B'Tfilas Mincha. A person should be very careful in Tfilas Mincha. Share Eliyahu Lo Na'ane Ele B'Tfilas Mincha. Only Eliyahu is answered in Tfilas Mincha. Yavin Remes Shiramaznu Al Tfilas Mincha. There's a hint there of what means Tfilas Mincha, but Trumas HaKodesh, this Trumas HaKodesh which was represented, which is hinting to us that Tfilas Mincha, Kloma, Titromem, lift yourselves up, V'ta'ale Ad Chochma Vavina Hanikrim Kodesh. That's what it says Trumas HaKodesh. That means, in other words, on Mincha we'll get to the level where we'll Mitromem, we lift it up, and we'll reach Chochma Vavina, will be a higher level, and that's what it means Trumas HaKodesh. In other words, what's the Pasuk saying? The Pasuk is coming to say, right, as follows. So Moshe commanded, Ve'eviru kol, and you will bring this Ha'ara of Tiferes, right, which is kol, Hakol kol Yaakov, which represents Tiferes, that represented in Kriyat Shema, right? That's represented in Kriyat Shema. I.e., this kol of Kriyat Shema of Shacharis will still have its Ha'ara, its influence, B'machane, in Mincha. That's why you don't have Kriyat Shema in Mincha, because we still have the influence of the Kriyat Shema of Shacharis, B'machane in Mincha. Leimu, saying, Ish v'isha, right? And that will cause a zivug, a connecting. Al yasu od malocha, don't do any more. Male ko, you don't need to do any more, because we already have male ko, we're filled with the ko, the 25 letters of Kriyat Shema, which is the Yichud, like the Zohar says, the Yichud. Which is filled in the orot are filled in these kelim, so it's filled in Mincha, and this Kriyat Shema will get us to a level at Mincha with Mincha, the Tfilas Mincha itself, litrumat hakodesh, to be mitromem till kodesh. Kodesh is chokhmah and bina, because chokhmah and bina represent kedusha, is with chokhmah and bina. When a person reaches the level of chokhmah and bina, so that's the second pshat of the Ben Ish Chai in this pasuk. Now, Zivug in the higher world, it represents, we don't understand it so well, but it represents, so to speak, just as Lahavdil, there's this connecting in the lower worlds, and when connecting happens, so then there's a Shefa from the male to the female, and then there's a Vlad, and there's a child, there's a Shefa. So too, in the spiritual worlds, the connecting of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Shefa into this world is through the connecting of the higher spiritual orders of male and female, and that bring into the lower worlds the concept of the Shefa that comes from that Zivug. So that's what it's spoken of. It's not a physical thing. It's conceptually, there's a male and female. The conceptually is a male is the provider, the female is the acceptor, and that connection of provider to acceptor brings the Shefa into the lower world. That's the form in which it happens. That's what it means, basically. Not that it's a male and female. It's a concept of male and female, what represents male and female. That's the way it happens. Okay?